Gordon Krause here on the listening bench in the studio. Belonging to several online songwriting groups, I often hear a songwriter or writers bemoan being stuck when trying to write lyrics. One topic that is ripe with material is our relationships. In fact, most popular songs are about love, looking for it, finding it, being in it, or losing it. I've talked before about the four dimensions of a relationship: the physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. Each contains the seeds of a number of song ideas. Here, however, I want to talk about the phases of relationships: discovery, infatuation, learning, sinking, distancing, reconnecting, and ending. The discovery phase. If you've ever heard the song Looking for Love by Johnny Lee, then you know about this phase. This phase starts with a conscious or subconscious realization that you are somehow missing something and feel a longing to fill a hole in your life. You may look in the wrong places, as the lyric from the Johnny Lee song whines. You may find yourself going places or doing things that you ordinarily don't. Sometimes you don't even realize the hole is there, but your friends and family do. Then you suddenly find yourself being asked to a dinner party where, accidentally, of course, there's someone that you just have to meet. The next phase we'll talk about is the infatuation phase. At a certain point in time, you realize that you are falling for this person. The Carly Simon song, Nobody Does It Better, captures this transition. The first verse begins, I wasn't looking, but somehow I found you. But the chorus moves to infatuation with the line, nobody does it better. The language of this phase says a great deal about the dynamics you experience. We fall. We're struck by a feeling. Infatuation is right on the edge between pleasure and pain. You can't get enough of each other. There's a longing that can only be satisfied by their physical presence. You just have to see each other. Your hormones are active, and that raging set of chemicals renders you incapable of seeing things clearly and evaluating the world rationally. It is perhaps the most dangerous time of a relationship because it blinds you to the behaviors in a potential partner. Little things that they say or do that you overlook now will wind up in divorce proceedings in 5 years. My favorite song about this phase is On the Street Where You Live from the Lerner and Lowe musical, My Fair Lady. The next phase we'll look at is the learning phase. The learning phase gradually develops as the infatuation phase wanes. In this phase, you start to regain your powers of observation and analytical faculties. If you've ever found yourself thinking, who are you and what have you done with my partner? Then you've experienced this shift. It's not that your partner has changed. It's that you are getting to know them. With any luck at all, you find that they're someone you can like as much as you thought you loved them during the infatuation phase. You start to understand that they have some patterns of behavior that rub you the wrong way. I had a counselor tell me one time, in a relationship, you can get 80%, but you'll never get 100%. The learning phase is where you start to realize how close this person comes to giving you what you want and need, and hopefully it will be as high as 80%. A perfect example of a song from this phase is Getting to Know You, from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The King and I. The next phase is the sinking phase. Now, that's not S-I-N-K, it's S-Y-N-Z. If the relationship lasts to this phase, there's a chance it will be a long-term relationship. This is the phase where you start to settle in and get used to each other. Sure, you don't like her family, but you develop strategies to be around them without going crazy. Sure, she thinks your friends are infantile, but she'll occasionally go out with them. You learn that sometimes you have to ask follow-up questions to get the information you need. You develop the balance balance between together and apart so you can both fully engage and recharge from time to time. This is the phase of adaptation, of compromise, of growth, and of gradual change. You realize that this person won't be everything to you. You decide if you can live with that. You decide if it's enough. A good example of a song from this famous phase is Evergreen, the theme song from the 1976 movie A Star Is Born. The song lyric written by Paul Williams and performed by Barbra Streisand captures the phase in the first line, love, soft as an easy chair. The next phase is the distancing phase. It's inevitable that you'll discover some areas in the singing phase where your partner is simply not enough. You realize you'll have to develop some other relationships and or activities that will fill the void left by that realization. Because you only have so much time and energy to invest in a relationship, there comes a time when you have to pull away and invest time and energy somewhere else. You start to distance from your primary relationship. After the infatuation phase, this is the second most vulnerable time in a relationship. The danger, of course, is that you'll start another relationship at the infatuation phase, become temporarily insane, and say or do something that will permanently damage your current relationship. There's a balance that must be reached between distancing and falling apart. If you go too far with distancing, it leads to a breakup. A good example of a song from this phase is the Temptations 66 hit, I Know I'm Losing You. The Norm Whitfield lyric starts, your love is fading. I can feel your love fading. Girl, it's fading away from me. The remedy to this phase, of course, is the next phase, reconnecting. If you find yourself drifting apart from your partner and you want the relationship to continue, you must find ways to reconnect. Remember and celebrate all the things that originally drew you together. Look for new things that have developed that you can admire and celebrate in each other. Hold hands. Say I love you more. While I paint these phases here in a line, they are in real life a circle. A lasting relationship goes round and around through these phases. A good example of a song written from this phase is the 1958 classic Return to Me by Dean Martin. The song by Carmen Lombardo and Danny Domino begins with a plea for the principal's lover to return to me and goes on to say, my darling, if I've hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please say that you're mine. And of course, if this phase doesn't work, you reach the last phase, the ending phase. If you don't do well at the reconnecting phase, you'll probably find yourself here in the ending phase. This phase is often negatively colored with memories, resentments, anger, and fear. You may say or do things that you later regret. Lawyers love this phase because those negative emotions fuel billable hours in divorce proceedings. Often, the fear that we have of being alone leads us to stay in a bad relationship. In the words of Gladys Knight's song, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. It's hard to escape the feeling of failure that comes with a relationship ending. Sometimes, in order to avoid that feeling, we blame it all on our partner. Without owning our part of the breakup, it's likely that we'll repeat those mistakes in the next relationship. So frame a breakup as a learning experience. When you're in the infatuation or learning phase of the next relationship, an excellent question to ask a potential partner is, what did you learn about yourself from that last breakup? Probably the most upbeat ending phase song I can think of is Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. This song begins with a lament. No more carefree laughter, silence ever after, walking through the empty house, tears in my eyes. Here is where the story ends. This is goodbye. Of course, then it breaks into a typical rousing ABBA chorus, and the lyric is definitely from the ending phase. Now, we started talking about lyric writing, and I gotta say, this is a songwriting treasure trove. If you're stuck, well, this is exactly what you need. I've tried to give examples of a song from each phase. I'm an old guy, so the examples are old. However, the opportunity for contemporary music is just as rich today as it was in the Tin Pan Alley days or the halls of the Brill Building. These phases are each a treasure trove of material for a song lyric or two or 20. If you're stuck for a lyric, focus on one phase and start writing about a time when you or a friend has been there. Tell that story and the lyrics will come. Thanks for listening. I'm Norm Krause. If you enjoy what you've heard here, check out my website at normkrause.com and come back often. I try to post regularly. Have a good day. Thank you.